A federal judge has entered a not guilty plea for Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person thus far charged in the September 11th terrorist attacks. This is the second time Moussaoui has been arraigned. Today's proceeding was required because the prosecution has made slight revisions in the indictment. But this time Moussaoui was acting as his own lawyer, having rejected his court-appointed lawyers as part of a conspiracy to kill him. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at the hearing, and Nina, I gather this was another humdinger.
It sure was, Lynn. It started when Moussaoui refused to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. Judge Leonie Brinkema responded by saying that she would assume he is entering a not guilty plea. "Don't assume," he shot back. "I have no plea. I want to plead no contest." The judge tried to explain to him that a plea of no contest would result, as she put it, in an almost automatic finding of guilt. So she said she'd enter a plea of not guilty. Moussaoui tried to argue with her, "You're interfering with my right to represent myself." "Do you want a jury trial?" the judge asked. "Yes." "Well, then a plea of no contest is inconsistent with that." Moussaoui kept arguing. Finally, the judge lowered the boom. "You've been extremely good at stopping when I tell you," she said. "But if you don't do that, you will waive your right to represent yourself." And then he stopped talking. The judge went on to deny Moussaoui's motion to move the trial to Denver and his motion for immediate release, and she granted several government motions, including one that allows the prosecution to delete from the record and from Moussaoui's view the addresses of witnesses, and the judge set a July 8th deadline for further pretrial motions by the defendant. That prompted a tirade from Moussaoui. "That's meaningless when I don't know who the witnesses are against me. I have access to nobody. I have access to no phones, no printer. You are just putting me in my cell and running your show. I have a right to defend myself, not to be shut down in the Alexandria jail and given 2 weeks to prepare. You are just preparing me for the gas chamber. You have taken every trick in the book."
Well, Nina, as I understand it, though, there is a court-appointed lawyer standing by to assist Moussaoui. What was his role today?
Well, Moussaoui won't talk to him. He seems to think he's part of the conspiracy against him. The only lawyer he's talked to is a fellow by the name of Charles Freeman from Houston, a Muslim, who has talked to Moussaoui and whose help the defendant said today he wants. Although Freeman was in the courtroom, he has not taken the step required to assist Moussaoui. He hasn't what they call filed an appearance, meaning saying, "I'm here, I'm licensed to practice law in another state, and I want to be in this courtroom." And I gathered that because he hasn't filed an appearance, he has not been able in the last few days to see Moussaoui. In the beginning, he was allowed to see him because the court-appointed lawyers put him on the jail list.
Well, now, you said Freeman was in the courtroom, but did he say why he had not made a formal filing to appear?
No, he wouldn't answer any questions from me or from any other reporter today.
What do we know about him? Anything?
Well, he's a 54-year-old American who dresses in flowing robes, a skull cap, and sports a gray goatee. He's handled some death penalty cases in the past. In court today, he had a rather quiet manner. According to press reports, however, he's not always so quiet. USA Today quoted a judge in Texas as saying he was the most disruptive lawyer to appear in his courtroom in 20 years. In 1967, Freeman was one of five Texas Southern University students who were charged with killing a Houston police officer. After a mistrial, the charges against all five were dismissed.
Thanks very much, Nina.
Thank you, Lynn.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.